Amen. Hallelujah. How many can say that this morning? I was made for more. Amen. Not because I did anything good, but he promised. Amen. He knows the thoughts that he thinks towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Amen. Amen. And I'm expecting what he's expecting this morning, aren't you? I believe he has something special for us. And I don't want to be guilty of leaving anything on the table. I don't want to be like some of the children that gather around the table and mom has worked in the kitchen all day and then they sit down and they say, I don't like this, I don't like that. And just kind of let the food go around. Don't you have some of this or that? I believe that what God has prepared for us is the very best. And I want to roll up my sleeves and slobber if I have to. Okay. Some of you are a little too formal now. Oh no, I don't want to slobber. I don't care. I don't care what I do. As long as it's in the Bible and amen. I just want to express my love from my heart. Amen. And my desire is that he's pleased with it. Amen. We're thankful to have visitors this morning from, I believe, is it El Paso? Yes. They are friends and they've come a long ways to put their shoulder to behind our brother this morning. And so we pray that God would just richly bless them and that they go home with their cups full and cup running over. Amen. Amen. So this morning we have our brother Philemon Alode from Ghana, West Africa, that's going to be with us. And I think so specifically from Tema. And I think the last time we were together was 7 years ago. And we've been in special meetings together in Ghana a couple times now. Brother Eli has as well. And Brother Philemon has always been there. I really admire his positive approach, his positive outlook, and he just went out of his way to make us feel special and look after our needs. And now he's the pastor. We know that our brother Samson and his wife had passed on rather unexpectedly. Not the Lord wasn't surprised, but sometimes we are. But in the meantime, God was raising up abled men, right? And as we were discussing yesterday, you know, you're in no condition to lead if you've never taken orders, right? You're in no condition to give orders if you've never taken orders. And so God will raise us up many times, and we learn, and we have no idea that he has something more for us, right? And the next day, sometime later, you wake up and you find out, wow, it's my turn. God's calling me. And you start to think, well, I'm not ready for this. And then the Lord shows you, yes, you are. I've been preparing you all along. Amen. Now, what if you knew that 30 years prior that was going to be your job? It might have hindered how God prepared you. But in this case, our brother has been prepared. And I believe he's God's man for his church, for his part of the country. And he's come a long way to be here with us this morning and to minister the word. So we appreciate that. And we're going to pull this morning, right? We're going to take advantage of the ministering gift that God has sent our way. Amen. You love him? Hallelujah. So his wife's name is Patience, and we took him up to the top of Mount Lemmon yesterday, and I told him, as I relayed to a lot of people that come from other countries, I told him, if we were to blindfold you and somehow take you up to the top of Mount Lemmon and then take the blindfold off and say, okay, you're in the desert, you wouldn't believe it. right? It's a different world. So he was, we sat on the Blumke's porch for a little bit, and he had a video talk with his wife back home. And see, honey, you should have come. See what you're missing? Yeah, the Lord tarries, and he's able to come out again. It'd be real nice to have his wife with him. I told him, so did you tell your friends, or did your friends tell you you need to have patience? And was your response, I have patience. In fact, I've had patience for a long time. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're looking forward to what the Lord has. Amen. He counts the stars. He counts the stars, one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees each sparrow that falls. Amen. Made the mountains and the sea. He's in control. Tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed. Our brother comes. Every move that I make, every tear that I cry, he knows my name. I'm overwhelmed by the pain. Can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just. Aren't you glad this morning? He knows my name. Give the Lord a hand clap.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Shall we give the Lord a round of applause? Amen. Shall we bow down our head for a word of prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, Creator of heaven and earth, the one who have gathered here this morning, your word said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you will be. I know your presence is already here. I can feel it from the song ministry. I can feel it from the presence, from the worship, that you are already here. And Lord, we commit this service into your care. I'm so happy to meet these people whom you have purchased with your own blood. And anytime I stand before these people, I am very careful to say something not to destroy them, but to say something to encourage them. This morning, come in your power. Come and anoint the service from pew to pew. This morning, let the sick be healed. This morning, bring the backslider home. This morning, let the confused man be settled. This morning, let your presence be felt. And as for me, without you, I can do nothing. You have been my help all these years. And this morning is not an exception. It's not an exception. Lord, take me out of the way. Have thy own way, Lord. And at the end, we can say with the people of Emmaus, did not our heart burn within us, even as he expounded the scriptures unto us? I thank you for the life of the pastor. Thank you for the life of his wife. Thank you for the life of his children. Thank you for the officers of this church, the associate associated with him. Thank you for the whole congregation, the children. Oh God, we thank you for this message of the hour. If it has not been for this message, we wouldn't have even known one another. Come and help us this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for a while. Hallelujah. Amen. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I bring greetings from Ghana, from West Africa, from the Message of Grace Tabernacle, full of grace and truth. Amen. They send their greetings from my family, my wife and children. They all send their greetings to you. My officers send their greetings to you. Amen. I told them I am in Arizona, on the Catalina Mountain, where all things are possible, where great things happen. I have heard, but now I see. Amen and amen. I told them you can preach the message better when you are in America. You can understand what the prophet is saying about death, burial, resurrection. The trees die in the winter, they resurrect. In Africa, trees don't die. And they don't resurrect either. They remain the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. So we preach it in the funerals, but we don't really understand it. But when you come here, then you see the tree dying, buried, shed tears, resurrection. You get the message better when you are here. Hallelujah. I want to appreciate your pastor and his wife, Sister. In back home, we used to call their husband name, Sister Baker. Sister Jennifer, for really having a good time with me yesterday. Yesterday, I saw strange things. Oh, wonderful. And my breath liked to cease at some point in a different 1,000 feet high. Oh, my goodness. You people are blessed here in this part of the world. God bless you also. I want to appreciate him. I want to acknowledge Pastor James for making my itinerary to pass through this great city where the miraculous take place. Oh my. Hallelujah. He has been a great friend. He has preached in our church many times. He is a great friend of my pastor, Pastor Samson, who went to be with the Lord. He has been such a great, it was the saddest day in our life and a big blow that hit our church. But by the grace of God, we pass through. And today we are victorious. Hallelujah. This thing have destroyed so many churches. So many churches losing their pastor, they get completely destroyed by the enemy. But in our case, all of us, the three associates, have worked with this man for 25 years and above. And he have taught us basic things, and we all know what to do. It takes the grace of God to knit us together. We have been with him for 30 years, and we are still knitted together. We don't allow anybody to break our fronts. And the grace of God come and carry us through. I was a navigator going to sea. I am an officer in the ship. I used to come home 1 month to preach and go to the Scotland to handle the ship for 1 month. And then this unfortunate thing happened. And so the church came together and the three ministers met. They asked me to resign. We all agree for you to lead the church. I say, my goodness. My fellow officers asked me, are you sure? Can the church pay you? I said, the church didn't employ me. It's God that employed me. and God will pay me. Amen. Hallelujah. And it has been a wonderful journey up to today. We are in harmony. The church is growing and we are moving forward by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. He came there with Brother Eli. Also preached some wonderful messages for us. The time I saw him, he's a little bigger than this. And I asked him whether he's retiring. He said, no, you don't retire in God. So, Pastor, we are expecting you one more time. One more time. Hallelujah. I've learned a lot from him. A few days I've been with him. He's one of the deepest preachers in this message. Deep mysteries. I can tell you, we never forget him in our conventions. He really teach the deeper things, which many ministers are afraid to go that deep. God bless you, Pastor, for your inspiration. Amen and amen. I want to acknowledge old friends. Sister, I still find it difficult to know the difference between Rosemond and Rosaline. Hallelujah, it's so difficult. But I believe this is Rosemond, right? Ah, I got it. Hallelujah. I want to acknowledge Brother Joshua from El Paso. God bless you and congratulations. He just got his PhD. And Brother Jude. Oh, God bless you, my brother. How did you know I'm coming here? It's like somebody, anyway, these days you cannot hide. On the net, everything is showing. God bless you, all the brethren from El Paso, for coming. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So this morning, I'm not going to teach any new thing. Who am I to stand before this great pulpit with the caliber of pastor you have? I cannot teach you anything but to remind ourselves of the things that you already know. Hallelujah. And yesterday I was so inspired seeing those mountains that this morning I want to preach on a mountain. Hallelujah. So this morning my sermon is, give me this mountain. Hallelujah. Anytime I travel and I see people like this across the world, it reminds me of the song. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost that kept and make them clean. I tell you this morning, that fire is burning within my heart. And I say glory to his name. And I am so glad that I can say I am one of them. Hallelujah. I am one of them. When the message came from America, it traveled through the aeroplanes. The pilots have no idea the message was in the plane. The message was looking for me down in Africa. It was looking for you. And it takes the grace of God to get this message. And therefore, I'm to encourage you this morning to hold on to the message. Don't trade it for anything else. It pays when you cross over. Hallelujah. It reminds me of an old lady in one of the Southern African countries where there was war and the rebels came to the village and captured all the cattle in the village, and the army was able to overrun the rebels, and then they gathered all the cattle in a big football field and they asked everybody to identify his cattle. And there was a big confusion over there. But there was an old lady who came to the military. He said, I have no problem at all. I have named my cattle. They have only three. And I can call them by their name. And they will follow me. There's no confusion here, isn't it? Then he called the first name. She called the second name, called the third name. She didn't wait for them and she started walking. And the cattle lined up, the three of them, by name. And they followed the old lady and he was going. My sheep knows my voice. And another man they will not follow. Hallelujah. Amen. So this morning, let's turn our Bibles to... Hallelujah. Those who know me already, they know I'm a very happy preacher. I enjoy my own sermon. And if you don't say amen, I will amen myself. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So I don't have problem. When I'm preaching and people don't say amen, I will amen myself. And I'll be having a go to Joshua chapter 14. Amen. Joshua chapter 14. Amen and amen. From verse 6. Amen. Joshua chapter 14, verse 6. Shall we please be on our feet as we read the scriptures? Then the children of Judah, are we there? If you are there, say amen. Amen. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him a word again, as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. Underline that word, wholly. Hallelujah. And Moses swear on that day, saying, surely the land whereunto thy feet have trodden shall be thy inheritance and thy children forever. Amen. Because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. Hallelujah. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am these 85 years, 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as I walk in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. Now, this guy have believed the message for 85 years. Hallelujah. Both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. So if so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 14, verse 20. I will read four places and you will sit down and I will continue standing. Numbers chapter 14, 20 to 24. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men who have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened unto my voice, surely they shall not see the land, which I swear unto their fathers. Neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he have another spirit with him, and have followed me fully. Oh, hallelujah. See, God is repeating the same thing. This guy have followed me fully. Him will I bring unto the land where he went. Now, underline, he went. I'm going to use those key points. And his seed shall possess it. Hallelujah. Now, Mark 11, 23. Amen. Mark 11, 23, a very popular scripture. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, Believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Not may, ye shall have them. Amen. Last one, Deuteronomy 11, 22. Amen. Deuteronomy 11, 22. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk all his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will the Lord drive up all these nations from before you, and ye shall possess greater nations, and mightier than yourself. Every place where the sole of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness of Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. Shall we bow down heads? Precious Lord Jesus, the prophet of God, show us that every man that have a hand can open the scriptures, but it take your anointing to be able to bring out the revelation thereof. Take me out of the way now. Take over now from now on in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Give me this mountain. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a mountain that belongs to you. God has given you a promise. And therefore my subtitle is a walk to possess. This morning, how many will take a walk with me? To take a walk in the promised land. Joshua, Caleb took a walk. And God said he went to a certain place. He's walking. You see, the promise is wherever the sole of your feet shall tread, you take it for a possession. Therefore, you have to take a walk and tread upon many places. And then you claim them as your position, your possession. Hallelujah. So how many will take a walk with me today? Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, Caleb is now talking about this mountain. Which means it is this. He is pointing to a particular spot. Not any mountain. There are many mountains in Israel. There is Mountain Moriah, Mountain Carmel, Mountain of Olives, every Sinai. All the mountains are there. Mountains are flowing. But he said, give me this mountain. And the prophet said, God has given you a promises. So many promises in the scriptures. So this morning we are going to take a walk through the scriptures to find out the promises that pertain to you, and you have to possess them. Hallelujah. The devil is a squatter. The prophet said your body is your promised land, and God has given it to you as your possession. But the enemy has squatted on the land. He has brought cancer. He has brought high blood pressure. But you have the ability to cast them out. Hallelujah. And therefore this morning, just take a walk with me to your promises in the Bible. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. That is your mountain. He said, whatsoever shall be the soul of your feet shall tread, you will take it for a possession. That is your mountain. He said, thou shalt prosper and be in good health as thy soul prospereth. That is your mountain. Hallelujah. You have mountain of salvation. We have mountain of holy life, a mountain of the Holy Ghost, mountain of a good husband, mountain of a good wife, mountain of promotion. This morning, give us this mountain. Oh, hallelujah. I'm beginning to feel fine. Hallelujah. Just like who is this Melchizedek? It is this, not that. Hallelujah. Who is this Zerubbabel? Not that Zerubbabel. Give me this mountain. Hallelujah. There is a mountain of healing. As we take a walk today, God gave them that land. The Bible said in Psalm 80 verse 8, he said God went into Egypt and uprooted a vine, and he walked into the land of Canaan, and he bulldozed everybody. The Gagashai there, Jebusite, he cleared them and he planted that vine. And he watered the vine. And the vine took its roots. And he take a route to the sea, to the coast. And he said, no man can be able to move that vine. That vine is Israel. And anytime we are talking about Israel, I'm talking about you. Because the prophet said, you are the spiritual Israelite. So when I mention Caleb, I'm talking about you. Hallelujah. Every promise we will read from Abraham, from Jacob, from Isaac, it belongs to you. If you watch all the promises unto you and thy seed. All the time, the seed is attached to it. Hallelujah. We are the seed of Abraham. And this morning, I want to tell you, God, the prophet said the Old Testament is a perfect type of what will happen today. And whatever happened over there is happening here now. Therefore, nobody should be disturbed. When people want to throw stone at the message, they did it here. If they want to attack the prophet, they did it here. If some people have to stand for the message, they did it here. You just have to identify yourself in this picture we are going to paint, and you get your promise or you get your curses. Hallelujah. What an identification. Amen and amen. Everything is repeating itself. Amen and amen. So as we walk this morning to our possession, God cannot lie. God is faithful. God is so diligent to take care of his children. I say, my God, the one I'm serving, have done so many miracles today that I can no longer doubt his word. His word is true. And therefore, I persuade you to hold it and never leave it. For he is faithful. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So can I start my sermon now? I preach my sermon like a movie. So our Kamala wrote this morning in the place called Kadesh Barnea, where the great decision is going to be made to know those who truly follow the prophet or did not wholly follow the prophet. Brother, I want to tell you, if you are believing this message, believe it wholly and believe it fully, not partially, not haphazardly, because you can't worship God the way you like. God gave the instructions, and the instruction is given to a prophet, and the prophet hand over to man. And man, this agreement was not made by God. It was made by man. When Moses, the same film we are watching today, they were going across the wilderness, and some of them have some have problem with that statement, the prophet said. Is that right? God called Moses. And Moses cannot speak, so he called Aaron. So the work of Aaron, I was preaching in Minneapolis. The work of Aaron is, Brother Moses said. Is that right? His job is, Brother Moses said. He did not have a message. The food is already cooked. His job is to serve. Come and die. But when he deviated from his job, Brother Moses said, and he tried to become Moses himself, he brought an idol. So the people have problem with Brother Moses said. Therefore, they say they want to see God also. Because God also talked to them. And that day, they gathered themselves together. And when God appeared, all of them ran away. And they told Moses, Moses, it's like we made a mistake. Go and tell him from today, he should not speak to us directly again, so that we die not. Whatever he have, let him give to you, and you come and tell us when God taught it, the prophet spoke it, we will believe it, and that will settle it. Is that right? And God said they have well spoken. Oh, these people have well spoken for the first time. They make me annoyed. Go and tell them, from today, I will call one among them, and I will put my word in his mouth, and he can come and bring the message, And it shall come to pass, anyone that would disbelieve the message shall be cut off from Israel. Hallelujah. So it is man that make the agreement. And now Moses was in the wilderness with them, and they were causing a lot of trouble. Hallelujah. So give me Numbers chapter 14 again. Now, when they reached Kadesh Barnea, God told Moses, select 12 men to go to the land and spy the land, and let them give you their report. Hallelujah. And so they went to the land. And as they were walking, they saw giants. I tell you, some saw giants, and saw some saw bread. It depends upon what you are looking for. It depends upon the spectacle you are put on. If you are looking at cancer, I am looking at healing. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. If you are looking at troublesome, children going wayward, I am looking God claiming back their children. This morning, give me this mountain. Yeah. And I want to prove to you this morning that this mountain is the message of the hour. Yeah. Give me that mountain. I don't need anything else again. Hallelujah. So they saw the giant. They begin to say, No. It's not possible. No. Now, what they are saying is simply God is a liar. Sometimes we don't see the seriousness of what we are saying until God comes down with the eyes of fire. Then you realize, like Aaron, he said, Moses, we have done foolishly. Please forgive us. We have done foolishly. Is that right? Yeah. Until God come down. Yeah. It's not possible. They saw giants, 6 fingers, 6 toes. They said, have you seen giants before? I saw one today in the land of Canaan. When they slap you one, bam. You will go and land in Sabino Cayon. Hey. And so they came back. And 10 of them gave evil report. The God called it evil report. And the report is the message Moses gave us is not right. It's better we go back. That is what melt God's heart. That Egypt is even better than what we are facing today. And therefore we want to go back. We will not follow this thing again. Let us make captain. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 14. Whoo, anytime I'm preaching it, I like to read how this thing took place. It was such a, in fact, hey, amen and amen. Numbers chapter 14. They came and then discouraged everybody. They discouraged everyone. Oh, brother. I like to preach with the congregation. When you reach a place, I will ask us to read together. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 14. Hallelujah. From verse 1. Amen and amen. Yes, sir. Amen. He told them to go for the land. And bring Numbers chapter 14. Oh, I am in the wrong place myself. Hallelujah. You are there? Yeah. Numbers chapter 14. When I'm preaching this sermon, I want to take my time. But sometimes when the engine gets overheated, I couldn't take my time. And all the congregation, they lift up their voice. And cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, will God that we have died in the land of Egypt? Or will God that we have died in this wilderness? And wherefore have the Lord brought us? So they are accusing the messenger and they are accusing God at the same time. Has God brought us to this land to fall by the sword? That our wife and our children should be a prey? Well, it not better for us to return unto Egypt? And they said one to another, Let us make a captain and let us return to Egypt. And Moses and Aaron fell on their faces because they know the gravity of the sin they are committing now. They fall on their faces. Hallelujah. And all the assembly of the congregation and the children of Israel. Then Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, they rent their clothes. They tear their dresses. What is happening to you? You have seen the pillar of fire. You have seen the pillar of cloud. You have seen him open the Red Sea. Manna came down from heaven. Water from the rock. The brazen serpent. What are you guys doing here? Don't you believe it any longer? This is the greatest sin ever committed. Hallelujah. What are you doing here? They rent their cloth. Amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. They rent their cloth, verse 7. And they spake unto the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through and search it is exceedingly good land. Shall we read it together? Ready, go. And they spake unto the company and the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is exceedingly good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us unto this land and give it to us, the land which floweth with milk and honey. Now I go back to verse 7 and change the land to the message. Shall we read it together? And they spake unto all the company. I'm speaking to you now in Tucson, Arizona, of the children of Israel, saying, the message which we have received and we have passed through and we have searched it is an exceedingly a good message. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a good message. There is no flaws in it. There's no mistakes in it. The land, oh hallelujah. You are seeing mistake, I am seeing virtue. Hallelujah. I'm beginning to feel fine. When you are seeing mistakes, I am seeing the power of God. I am seeing the miracles. Those fault finders, when the Red Sea opened, they didn't see it. Because that's not what they are looking for. They are looking for fault. They are looking for mistake. They don't criticize the discernment. They don't criticize the miracles. They have only things they are looking for. But we are looking for a city. Hallelujah. Give me this mountain. Amen and amen. I'm feeling fine. Just bear with me. Hallelujah. When I get happy, I sing and I shout. The devil don't believe it, I see. But I am filled with the Spirit. There isn't a doubt. And that's what the matter with me. Abraham said, you think I'm crazy? Abraham said, I like that way. He said, leave me alone. If you think I am mad, I like that. I feel good that way. Oh, hallelujah. Brother, if this message doesn't excite you, I don't know what will excite you again. This is our salvation. This is our rapture. The only hope we have. The only message that can give you victory over sin. Hallelujah. And you say, I should not be happy. He said, well, hallelujah. And he said, it's exceedingly good land. Verse 8, let's read it together. If the Lord delight in us. Do you think the Lord doesn't delight in you? Oh, he do. I say he does. God delight in us. Oh, hallelujah. He shouldn't have moved from the denominations and bring it this far. Only to confuse us. So that we don't know how to go. Brother, if there are people who are anointed to destroy this message, some of us are anointed to defend the message. Yeah. Hallelujah. We are anointed to defend this message. And I want to tell them they are too late. I said they are too late. We are already impregnated with the message. And nothing can abort it. The womb of seed, the seal, the entrance of womb is sealed up. And nothing can enter there again. Oh, hallelujah. This message is changing us from day to day. Hallelujah. It will never lose its power. When you are in the valley, he reaches down. When you are on the mountain, he reaches high. Wherever you are, this message cannot lose its power. Why? Because God said so. Woo! The only reason it cannot fail is God said so. Woo, glory. Can we continue? Verse 8. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land. I'm talking to you. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us. A land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land. For they are what? Bread. Hallelujah. So when somebody is seeing giant, they are seeing bread. To toast it in the toaster. To eat it and digest it. Brother, when you have the eye of faith, we are not using common sense in this message. We are using the super sense. Hallelujah. We don't need common sense. We need super sense. And sometimes God's instructions doesn't make sense. But he makes a super sense. And he is knowledgeable. He changeth not. His first decision is his last decision. Hallelujah. He don't need anybody to teach him. He don't need any learning from any school. He doesn't do masters and do PhD. God is God from the beginning and God at the end. Hallelujah. That's the God we are worshiping. Hallelujah. Only rebel not against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land. For they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Therefore, fear them not. Woo! Brother. Hallelujah. Look at the neighbors. But all the congregation bear stones. They bear them with stones. Then the glory of the Lord came down. Which means God was listening to the conversation. He was listening. When these people are saying, it is not possible, we cannot take it, God will call the angels, come and see these guys. These guys that have done miracles for them. Sometimes believers get into the same situation. God heal you from sicknesses. Then when another trouble comes, you begin to doubt. You begin to doubt. It's the same God. Your prayer will be, if he can heal me from this one, he can heal me from this one. Take that mountain. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Then God came down. Hallelujah. Then the Lord, he said unto Moses, hallelujah. The Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will these people provoke me? How long will it be ere they believe in me for all the signs which I have shown unto them? You see, I will smite them from the pestilence and disinherit them. And we make thee a great nation, mightier than they. And Moses said unto God, God, wait a minute. I want to preach you a gospel this morning. God, you are rich in mercy. Your loving kindness and your tender mercies. As the heaven is higher than the earth, so do we make us far away from our sins. God, if you kill them, the unbelievers will say, you promised them to send them to Canaan. And because you are not able to do it, you kill all of them. God, don't do that. I am begging you. Pardon them. Pardon them. Then the verse we read came in. And God said, okay, I have pardoned them. But I will swear an oath by myself. Ha! Brother, God was so much annoyed. He said, this is not the first time they are doing this thing. They have done it 10 times. As if they have never seen God miracles before in their life. They are rebels. They are people who are not fit. Brother Bram says some people are not savable. Hallelujah. It was a serious hour. And God said, now, I have heard your prayer. I have heard your sermon, Moses. Last time you preached to me the same thing. When they went to worship idol, I want to kill them. You say, no, I shouldn't kill them. But when you went down, you lose your temper. And you rather kill them. Anytime you stopped me from getting angry, you rather got angry. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And he said, and the Lord said, I pardon according to thy word. 20, 21. But truly as I live, before these people will enter the land until me, God, I die. How can man provoke God to such a level? Such a high level. Before they will enter, I must die. So far as I live, none of them will enter the promised land. That is year number 38. When they are creating all this trouble for God. Hallelujah. Surely, 23. They shall not see the land which I swear to their fathers. Neither shall any man that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he have another spirit within him and have followed me fully. Have you followed this message fully? Then I'm going to read your blessings to you. Hallelujah. Glory. The prophet said they don't know how necessary to say exactly what the messenger has said. They add here, they subtract here, and the message is no longer pure. That's what God is saying here. This guy have followed the messenger for 85 years. And he said, my strength, it looked the same. Brother, when you are in this message, your strength looked the same. Thou dying lamb, thy precious blood will never lose its power until all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. I will bring him. He followed me fully. And I will bring him to the land whereunto he went. So now I can start my sermon. Now, where did Joshua went? And what did he saw there? That is why he said, this mountain is what I'm looking for. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. When they went to spy the land, he was 40 years old. And they selected him to represent the tribe of Judah. That's why no wonder the scepter shall never depart from Judah. Hallelujah. It's a special gift upon them. They always follow the Lord wholly and fully. So as they were in the land, some saw Anakins and they saw bread. They said, guys, don't fear. God is with us. He is delighted in us. Brother, if God is with you, you don't look at the obstacles. You look at the promises. Because his promise can never fail. Don't look at the size of Goliath. Look at the size of the white stone. Hallelujah. And you can bring every Goliath down. Give me this mountain. Hallelujah. So when he went there, he went to a land and he saw some strange things. What is so special about this mountain? Now, where we read show us that that mountain is called Hebron. Now, give me the first quote before I finish this thing. Quote number one. I'm quoting from the Message Minor Church Age. Now, this message is taken from the spoken word is the original seed. And it was when the angel himself came down and told the prophet, take pen and paper and write this one I'm going to tell you. So this one is directly from the angel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said now, quote number one, I mark it one. That's right. Amen. The pergament, perfect. God bless you. I don't know where you are, like I salute you. Ah, God bless you down there. God bless you. I like smart guys, you know. Amen. Now let us stand like what? Joshua and Caleb. Our promised land is coming in sight, even as theirs did. Now, Joshua means Jehovah Savior, and he represents the end time leader. Amen. That will come to the church, even as Paul came as the original leader. Now, Caleb represents those that stay true to Joshua, the end time leader. Those who fully and wholly stay with the leader. Those who don't turn to the left and they don't turn to the right, but they stay close with the leader, they are the Calebites. This morning, how many Calebites are here? No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I be with Moses, so shall I be with you. In case you forget, the Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He cares. Brother, he cares. My sisters, he cares. He cares for you. Through sunshine or shadows, he cares for you. He said, in the fire, I will be with you. In the water, I will be with you. In the trouble, in unemployment, I am with you. Don't fear them. Now, the prophet is now giving us the perfect type of what we are facing today. He said, Caleb represent those that stay true to Joshua. They don't challenge the end time leader. Ha! Hallelujah! Amen! Remember, God has started Israel as a virgin with his word, but they wanted something different. So did the last day church. Notice how God did not move Israel or let her go into the promised land until it was his own appointed time. Now, people might have put pressure on Joshua, the leader, and said, the land is ours. Let us go and take it. But he must wait for the captain of the host to appear first. They know where to move. They don't allow church members to pressure them. They know who to fear. They don't give in easily. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Yes, sir. Oh, I'm feeling okay. And so, when this Caleb, he now went to that place, he began to inspiration striking as he walked around the mountain of Hebron. And he began to see strange things, powerful things taking place on that mountain. And that is what struck his heart and say, I want this mountain. I don't want any other mountain. So when Joshua was selling the land, he was sharing the land to them. Manasseh, by the sea. Ephraim, by the river. Naphtali, Gad. Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph. When he reached Caleb, he said, hey, stop. You don't give me any other land. Do you remember? Hey, this question I told my church, you can ask me, the pastor. Brother, if you are facing some challenges, you can walk to the pastor and say, Pastor, do you remember what the Bible said about this situation? Give me this mountain. And when he lays hands upon you, God will grant it. Can I repeat it again? Anytime you are in a situation, identify yourself in the scriptures. Like the Shunammite woman. Like the Auntie Jemima. He said, I am like the Shunammite woman. This is my son dying. I am the Shunammite. There was one person left in the picture. Where is your Elijah? And God came down to that simple prayer of a colored woman in Memphis, Tennessee. And he said, tomorrow, Elijah will come. Woo, hallelujah. Tomorrow, Elijah will come. And Elijah will fly in an airplane. And that simple prayer by identification of yourself in the Bible, he created a turbulence. He created a problem, and the plane have to land in Memphis, Tennessee, because somebody identified himself. And he told the prophet, do you remember what the man of God said concerning me and you? He said, I am the only one who stood holy and fully with the message of the hour. And since you took over as the end time leader, I have been fully and closely with you. And he told you, there is a mountain I went. And therefore, give me that mountain. He said, I was 45 years old. And today, I am as strong as ever. I can take that mountain. The Anakins are there. Where is this mountain? It's Mountain Hebron. What happened on that mountain? Now, these are the visions this guy began to see. He saw God call a man called Abraham. Hallelujah. And he told him, get out of your kindred, of your people, and I will show you a place. He didn't show the place, but he said, I will show you. So when you meet Abraham, where are we going? He will show me. Who told you? I heard a voice. Do you see him? No. So where are you going? I don't know. He said he will show me. Now, that type of faith, that believe God's word without an explanation, is called the super faith. That's why God loved that guy. And he called him my friend. That's why God revealed everything to that man. Is there anything I can hide from my friend? Never. So Abraham moved from the land of Ur. Oh, I forget to give the map to... Don't worry. He moved from the land of Ur and he went to Haran. Then he came down to Shechem. Now, when he reached the Shechem, the Bible said there was a famine on the land and he diverted to Egypt. And when he went to Egypt, things are not working well. Somebody nearly took his wife. The man saw the man. He said, I like this woman. Abraham, who is this? Oh, it's my sister. Don't worry. They gave him a kuntasika. He took it. They paid the dowry for him. He took it. They gave him gift for his sister. He took all the gift. He didn't call himself. Brother, you don't call yourself. And therefore, don't worry. Did your car worry how to get fuel every day? I'm asking you a question. No, he doesn't worry because you bought him. And it is your responsibility to take care of him, to maintain it. God bought you with a price. It is his responsibility. Therefore, he shut down the king. He said, give him his wife. He said, he lied to me. He said, shut up. Don't use that word. He is not a liar. He is my prophet. Brother, God don't look at you at your beginning. He doesn't look at you in the middle. He is seeing the end product. That's why the prophet said you are justified. At the end, you have not even done it before. Because he passed you through justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you go back to the original. What is your original? It's your theophany. Your theophany never seen before. You bypass it. And you came here to show a theme. To show the attribute of God. Before he can be a redeemer, somebody must fall. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. He restored him. And then he came back to Shechem. And then he dropped down to Bethel. And when he reached Bethel, full stop. The Bible says he built an altar there. And Caleb was watching this film. Ooh, this mountain is God's headquarters. My oh my. Inspiration came upon him. And he began to see these things. And then, hallelujah, I'm feeling fine. That saved the Lord. And Abraham said, God can never bless Abraham outside of his homeland. He came to Bethel. And then Bethel is separated from Lot. Separated from unbelief. Then after that, God came down. He said, Abraham, lift up your eyes. Look northward. Look southward. Look eastward. Look westward. Whatsoever you see, I'll give it to you. Oh, brother. Will you look through the scriptures? Northward, southward, eastward. Hallelujah. Whatsoever promise you see, I will give it to you. Hallelujah. Oh, time is running out. Hallelujah. Give me quote number 3. Forget about the 2. Hallelujah. I'm quoting from the message, Gabriel's instruction to Daniel. Amen. It is in the way as it was in Egypt. Are you ready with me? So that it is not some Africa boy come and be saying some things. God never did deal with Israel till she came to her homeland. Is that right? And Abraham said, hear me. Thus saith the Lord. God will not deal with the church till she come back to the homeland. What? The message of the hour. Is that right? God will never deal with you until you come back to the message of your day. Right. Amen and amen. So the message of your day, immediately you come to the message, you are settled. I preach a message full stop. When Abraham was talking to J.T. Panel in a dream, he said J.T. was thrown out of a church and he was frustrated. And Abraham said, just come, I will show you how to go. He said, start from here. You will meet Zipporah, an old woman. Don't stop. You will go and meet another real old woman. Don't stop. Go until you meet my wife. And when you see my wife, full stop. And Abraham said, this is the interpretation in the message standing in the gap. He said, when you come out from a denomination, the real old woman, they are all denominations. They are the old churches. Don't stop there. You will meet another real old church. Don't stop there. Go until you meet my wife. And he said, my wife is the church that the Holy Ghost has sent me to with the message. When you reach there, full stop. Hallelujah. He stopped there and things begin to happen. He said, now Abraham, the next verse, take a walk and walk through all the land from Lebanon to the river Euphrates, to the coast, to coast. It shall be yours. And he said, no man can be able to stand before you all the days of your life. I will be with you. Hallelujah. And in this end time, we have a different promise, even in you. Hallelujah. So begin, things begin to happen in Abram. The message of the hour is our Hebron. That is our homeland. Amen. And here, all the blessings take place. Amen. That's why the prophet, God was not worried about all the miracles that take place in Memphis, in Jeffersonville, wherever. But only the 3.5 years here is what he's concerned about. This is what brings you salvation. The revelation of the word is the one that can take you to rapture. That's the only thing God is concerned about. That's why from the time the prophet was born, everybody will say, you will be successful in the West. You will be successful in the West. You will be successful in the West. That is where the action is. That's why I'm happy to come to the Southwest. Hallelujah. Where the miracles take place. I'm so happy. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Yes, sir. So can we go to the things that happened that Joshua saw? Brother, he saw Lot captured and Abraham rally his household. He is not our enemy. Let's go and rescue him. And they went and rescued him. And when they are coming, Caleb saw the first time God came down. called Melchizedek. It happened in Hebron. It was in Hebron where the first communion was served. Are you seeing the things happening on that mountain? That's why Caleb said, I don't want any mountain. This mountain. Hallelujah. It was in Hebron when communion was served. It was in Hebron when Melchizedek came down. God in human flesh. It was in Hebron where the first tithe was paid. It was in Hebron. Brother, if you are in Hebron, you will pay tithe. If you are in Hebron, you will take communion. If you are in Hebron, you will forgive your brother. If you are in Hebron, you fight for your enemy. It was in Hebron that all these things took place. Oh, glory, hallelujah. It was in Hebron. Whoo! What happened in Hebron? Oh, it was in Hebron when God came down and promised a son. It was in Hebron when God became flesh. And he said he have a friend in Mamre. We have been talking on phone, but I have not seen him before. Today I want to visit him. It was in Hebron that God became flesh. And he promised a son. It was in Hebron where God sat down and turned his back to the tent. It was in Hebron. Hallelujah. When discernment begin to take place, I want to tell you, you have arrived. We are in Hebron right now, where all things are possible. It was in Hebron when Sarah's body was changed. It was in Hebron that we received a body change. Brother, it was in Hebron. Oh, glory be to God. It was in Hebron, oh, when Godhead was established. Hear ye, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. It was in Hebron when Abraham saw three people, but he bowed down to one and called it my Lord. It was in Hebron. Hallelujah. Give me that mountain. It was in Hebron when that word was used. Is anything too hard for God? This morning, I don't care what you are suffering. Nothing is too hard for God. If you can believe this morning, sicknesses will leave your body. It was in Hebron where sicknesses vanish. It was in Hebron when people who cannot bring forth brought forth. It was in Hebron. Hallelujah. I'm feeling so fine. It was in Hebron. Oh, do you want more? Do you want more? It was in Hebron when God added his name to a human name, Abraham. He changed the name from Abram to Abraham. It was in Hebron. And in our Hebron in this end time, a guy was born with a name ending with H-A-M. It was in Hebron where the question was asked, is there anything too hard for God? Do you think God cannot heal you? I will give you a testimonies of what God did now. Not in Jeffersonville. Not in Nazareth. But in Asherman. Hallelujah. It was in Hebron. Amen. Where spoken word realm was created. It was in Hebron. Our Hebron created squirrels. This is our Hebron. Hallelujah. It was in Hebron. When these things happen, it was in Hebron. Give me this mountain. It was in Hebron where resurrection took place. It was in Hebron. Machpelah was bought. And the Bible said that Machpelah is in Hebron. It was there that graves were open. One of these days, graves will be open. And we shall see our loved ones. Because we are in Hebron. Hallelujah. Give me this mountain. Oh, Abraham said that mountain is your body. And sicknesses are invading it. You can cast them out right now. That was my last quote. Hallelujah. It was in Hebron where all things are happening. So today you can come to your pastor and say, do you remember what Brother Abraham said to us? That the angel told him, if you can get the people to believe, no sickness can stand before you, not even cancer. I tell you, God will respond to it. It was in Hebron. There was a sister in our church, Sister Patricia Akafia. She have cancer in the head. She went to the hospital and they told her she have to shave the hair for an operation. And she said, no way, I'm not going to do it because the Bible forbid women to cut her hair.
Right.
Do you see the level of that faith? Is that right? And the doctor told him, you gonna die. Until we did it, even doing it, we don't assure you you can survive. And you don't do it, you are already dead. He said, I have pastors. They can pray for me. This cancer will vanish. Brother, give me this mountain. And she came to the office. She said, Pastor, this is the situation. The scan show I have cancer in the brain. And I told them we have pastors who can lay hands on him. I say, upon that faith, we lay hands upon the sister. We pray that prayer of faith. And he went. 2 weeks later, he went to the hospital. And the doctor told him, all those you met here are dead. What are you saying? He said, I am healed. All the cancer is gone. And he said, can we do a test? Say, how much is the test? Say, 110 Ghana cedis. Say, I don't have the money. Doctor say, ask for this one. I will pay. Doctor want to see the power of God we have in this end time. And she paid the money. And they ran her through the machine. And the cancer was zero. Give me this mountain. Today, this morning, if you can believe, you can pray that prayer. Give me this mountain. And you will receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. As I am speaking right now, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. If you can believe, you can receive your healing this morning. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is not in Bethany. This is not in Bethsaida. This is not in Jeffersonville. This is not in Tucson, Arizona. This is Ashiaman in 2024. Yes, sir. One day we went to a hospital to pray for a sister and an ambulance came around. They removed a boy in the school uniform. They put him in the emergency. And when we arrived there, the mother was on the ground rolling. My son is dead, oh. My son is dead. My son is dead. Everybody was crying. Something touched my heart. Go pray for that child. And I told Brother Philip, let's go. Hallelujah. To pray for that child. It's good to work with people with faith. Yes. Yes, sir. Like James and John, it's good. Like Peter and John, it's good to work with faith people. You don't go to people that will tell me, hey, it is this sickness that killed my father. It is this sickness that killed my sister. Don't go near those people. Go to them that will say, brother, all things are possible for them that believe. Only believe. It was in Hebron where that song was sung. Don't do anything. Only believe. That is our national anthem. Nothing is too hard for God. We entered there. The doctor saw us. They thought we are his father, so they allow us to enter. The boy was lying there, stiff, no pulse, nothing. We lay hands upon him. It is too late for the doctors to come and stop us. We prayed a prayer of faith. We prayed a prayer of faith. And the boy rise up. Amen. Hallelujah. And somebody ran. The woman is a Muslim. Sometimes God can do things. Brother Brown preached a message, God being misunderstood. When our sister is sick, he healed a Muslim boy to rise up. And somebody ran. He said, Amelia, your son is alive. Somebody pray for your son. And the woman rise up. Thank you, Allah. Thank you, Allah. Then he changed it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It is not Allah. It is Jesus. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Give me this mountain. He can do it for you today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Brother, there are several miracles that when I'm telling you, we will not close. I want to lift up your faith and pray that prayer. God, do you remember you promised that no sickness can stand before you? Heal me today. He is obligated to his word. God bless you. As I invite the pastor, God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Give me this mountain. How many will pray that prayer today? Give me this mountain. Shall we be on our feet as we sing Amazing Grace? How sweet the sound. Give me this mountain. Mountain Horeb, it belongs to you. Healing belongs to you. Deliverance belongs to you. Good health belongs to you. Brother, God can raise people from the wheelchair. Today, God can take away cancers. Today, God can take away tuberculosis. Today, God can bring a wayward child. Today, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. How many will say amen to that? I say you are healed. You are delivered. You receive whatever you are looking for. This morning, thou dying lamb will never lose his power. Not in our day. Let's remain holy and fully with the end time leader. And all these promises shall be ours. God bless you all. Amazing
grace, how sweet
the sound. Shall we lift up our hand as we worship the Lord? As we believe this morning, and for like me.
Yeah.